Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Come here, everyone. Come. When you drop the coins in the box and it makes a clinking sound, then the souls will arise from the fiery purgatory.
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM FM. Here we are, 101.5.
the life you live. And live the life you love. Let's try to get along. Let's everyone forgive. Love's not a dream, so it may seem. Just wake up and
On Saturday, September 12th, SOS Festival 2026 turns the Park Theater into ground zero for the heaviest night of the weekend. Headlined by brotherly metal sensations Opal and Sky, and joined by Filth, Gutter King, A Grisly Fate, and Madlack, it's a lineup for those who love mammoth riffs, circle pits, and music loud enough to shake the walls. Whether you're front row, in the pit, or taking it all in from the back, Saturday night is where SOS Festival goes full throttle. Tickets are available now through TicketWeb for $35 plus fees, but save some cash by grabbing a full weekend pass. Don't miss SOS Fest 2026, Night 2, featuring Opal and Sky and Filth, Saturday, September 12th at the Park Theater, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to International Feel on 101.5 UMFM.
Or if you're internet inclined, umfm.com or internationalfeel.org, and maybe the website that you are webmaster of. We're looking to syndicate to you.
So reach out. You can contact us on internationalfeel.org. We look forward to hearing from you. We have a very special episode, or we had a special episode.
we were going to have a special episode.
There was a lot of planning that went into we were planning on doing a really big budget episode. We were going to fly out some celebrity guests.
Michael Bay was on.
Michael Bay
was ready to direct it.
Michael Bublé was going to lend his vocal talents.
A joint venture between Michael Bay and Michael Bublé.
So we were going to do the biggest budget episode we could. You know what, though? We both suffered mental breakdowns, though.
Yeah.
So the pressure got to us.
Yeah. Unrelated mental breakdowns.
Yeah. Well, mine was related to the big budget production, having to schedule Michael Bay. We were in a bad place. Hodge was indistinguishable from Podge. We didn't know up from down.
Yeah. Mish was mashed.
But we decided to scrap the big budget episode and just do an episode from the heart.
Just do an episode in silence.
Yeah, so we're back. We're recently fresh from the institutions. We've been let out. We've got a clean bill of mental health. I'm no longer confusing Hodge and Podge.
Mm-hmm.
So here
been
we are.
Straightened out.
Yeah, I can now identify them on a chart.
Yeah.
So here we are. Having some time to think, mm-hmm. In solitude, in our restraints,
yeah.
we could use a little help, right? I think we bit off a bit too much with that, with that big budget episode.
When both of us are out of the picture, it's there isn't really anybody to kind of steward the ship.
Exactly. So we've hired a consulting firm.
McKinsey.
Yeah. So we're working on international field understudy program.
Yeah. Yeah. Our writers can't be trusted to step up. Maybe some of the janitorial staff have what it takes, but we're looking to kind of really help the right individuals kind of into what it means to run the show
because ship. we can't steer the ship forever, so we need to train a new crop, as it were.
Yeah.
To helm this international field ship. Mm-hmm. So we're taking on the understudy program.
Yeah, we will still retain our executive directorship.
Right, we're still figureheads of the show, but most of the work, the hard, like the programming, the concept, script writing, and all that, mm-hmm. that'll be farmed out to the interns. I mean, the understudies.
Yeah, yeah. It's largely hard labor.
There's a lot of it. You said there was breaking rocks, right? The first. That's kind of the trial period.
Yeah, the first couple of years.
Yeah, so we just give you a pickaxe and you just break some rocks for us.
Yeah, and it's up to you to present whatever it is that comes to you in that time.
Yeah, so even if you've got like anything, I don't know. So, yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. Contact us on the website or in the booth on the understudy line, 204-269-8636. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, make your pitch.
Make your pitch. Did you see that iguana running around? I got a full disclosure. That was my emotional support iguana when I got released. they gave me this iguana, which I've named Rhubarb. I can't be far without it, so I need to find Rhubarb.
I thought it was like a polo shirt with like a popped collar.
Yeah,
he's wearing like two of them.
He is wearing a polo shirt with a popped collar. actually, Rhubarb is a female, so she was wearing the pop collar. Pop collar iguana. It's my Rhubarb. We got to find Rhubarb. So I'm going to go a little.
Yeah, I think we should kind of focus on that then.
Yeah, okay, we'll play some music. I gotta find my emotional support iguana. If you want to be part of the International Field Understudy program, please call us. We're here for another half hour. Music Cool. Where's that iguana?
A gente vê tanta sereia que é capaz de endoidar. A gente vê tanta sereia que é capaz de endoidar.
Marutá, marutá, marutá. Marutá, marutá, marutá. Marutá, marutá, marutá. O marutá, marutá, marutá. Marutá, marutá, marutá. Marutá, marutá, marutá. Marutá, marutá, marutá. O marutá, marutá, marutá. Oh,
FM is part of Winnipeg's music and cultural ecosystem. This station doesn't just play local, it supports it, promoting shows, amplifying artists, and connecting you to what's happening across the city. It's where local voices are heard and where the community stays connected. That only happens because people get involved. So if you care about local music and the creative community around you, there's a place for you here. Keep Winnipeg sounding like Winnipeg. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
Hey again, this is International Feel on 101.5 UMFM.
Or umfm.com, internationalfeel.org, Bell Channel 691, and most, but not all, search engines can get you there.
I heard Bell wasn't carrying local radio stations.
That's news to me.
Oh. I don't know.
I retract that Bell channel.
I heard that, but I might have to fact check that because sometimes we... I don't know.
Seems like a tough thing to offer.
Yeah, I think they may be removing that service.
For such a dynamic medium such as radio.
Yeah, so might be one less way to hear us. So, but if you've got other ways, if you want to host us in some sort of way, if you want to syndicate us, we're open. We're open to any and all offers, so give us a call. Reach out to us on the website internationalfeel.org. Or if you want to take a seat in one of our the prestigious understudy program.
Ooh, yes.
Please enroll. We're not accredited, but
we still have an application fee.
We've got an application fee. It comes with some perks. You get to have some hands-on experience with some radio legends.
Mm-hmm.
You get to carry our coffees, do some some chauffeuring. Get to
put together our slideshows.
Yeah, you get to
presentations.
To feed my iguana rhubarb.
Yeah, which we did locate.
We found for those of you who are concerned, rhubarb was crawling around in the recycling, looking for some flies. But we've located my emotional support iguana. Rhubarb has been found.
Yeah, and is now wrapped quite cozily around your neck. There.
Yeah. He likes to sit on my shoulder.
Yeah,
like a parrot. Big ol' iguana. International Feel Understudy Academy is open for business.
Yeah, limited seats available.
Mm-hmm.
So act now. These seats won't be available forever.
No. We will need quite a few understudy. We've got a lot of stuff to do. I mean, the roof is leaking. We got.
We've got
leaky faucet.
We've got metric tons of granite to process.
We do, yeah. We've invested in a... We've opened up a quarry, I guess. I don't know, we're mining for something.
Yeah, just gravel.
Just gravel.
Just a gravel pit.
Just a gravel pit. We sunk our money into a gravel pit. Yeah. We thought it would pay out, and... Yeah. Just need to break down the gravel. I guess
it's dangerous work, so we need a backup plan if we get hurt on the job or
right. That's where the understudies come in.
Exactly. So we need a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's dangerous work around here.
Right, and also sometimes we don't feel like coming in. Sometimes we just want to lay around with our emotional support iguana and. We want someone else to go on and read our lines for the show, so that's where the understudy could come in.
Yeah, so it helps if you sound like us and look like us.
Oh, we'll pay for vocal lessons, and I guess you don't have to look like us.
No, you gotta
experience.
Yeah. I think you got to go the extra mile, right?
Okay.
I forget who it was, but their advice for making acting easier was, like, if you ever have, like, a prop where it's like a case full of jewels and it's not showing on, like, to the audience, it's like to still fill it with jewels.
Yeah, just for the mental
authenticity.
Yeah, like you know it, yeah. So you'll act like it is.
Yeah, because
I get it.
Is. Yeah,
that makes sense.
There's no acting; it just is.
Yeah, cool. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah. So, lesson to you understudies out there.
Yeah.
We want our jewels in the box.
Yeah. Every time. Real jewels. Don't even pretend. Even if we're not being shown, we need to know that there are real jewels in the box.
Yeah. Like this box. Like this box here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Wow. It's, the audience can't see when you open the lid. It's shining.
Yeah, it's like a just radiant...
radiant light.
Yeah.
That's glowing.
Refracted through some precious stones.
Wow. How much does a box of jewels like that go for these days?
Some would say it's priceless. It's
priceless?
A priceless collection of precious stones. But I'm willing to say... $250 million.
And that's how much we're selling them for on internationalfield.org?
That is the current bid. Current high bid.
Well, if you would like to bid, visit internationalfield.org for a box of jewels.
Slash stones.
Slash stones. We're wheeling and dealing here. Speaking of wheeling and dealing, I gotta plug my
Hodgin
book.
And Podgin.
We're Hodgin and Podgin. Can I plug my book?
Yes.
So when I had some time off, recovering in the from my mental exhaustion from the big budget episode, I got together with a few Supreme Court justices and we worked on a dessert cookbook.
Mm.
So coming soon, pre-orders now. You can order me and the Supreme Court justices. Dessert cookbook, fudge jury and executioner. So pre-orders, we're accepting those now.
Very good. There's some good stuff in there for sure.
Yeah, so if you like desserts, make sure you order that one. Or if you just like law.
Yeah, it's there's an interesting Venn diagram of people interested in this book.
Yeah.
And it's like long form. It's not your traditional like recipes. Like the recipes are in part of the narrative.
They're kind
of
embedded into essays.
Yeah.
About our justice system.
You have to distill the recipe from like the long form writing.
It's
a really avant-garde piece.
Yeah. But there's some good recipes in there, and some you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe some Supreme Court justices have such a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Anyways, that about does it for us tonight. Unless you had anything else you wanted to plug or
nothing to plug on my end. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got business out of the way. I plugged my book. Found the iguana. We mentioned the understudy program.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that about ties things up. Yeah. Nice little bow.
Yeah. Lots of balls rolling.
Yeah. We've got a lot of
pokers in the fire.
Irons in the fire.
Irons in the fire.
Yeah. Pokers. We're poking. I don't know.
Pokers be poking.
That's what they say. Anyways, join us next week on Wednesday from 9 to 10, umfm.com, 101.5, internationalfield.org.
One of the last live-to-air shows in existence.
Yeah, we're doing it live every time. Never pre-record, if you can't tell. Just we like to preserve the magic of the spontaneous moment.
Yeah, this is highly edited because it takes 3 hours to record this. And
yeah.
We whittle it down.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of us scrambling around chasing iguanas. And
we rewrite the script as it comes.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff
a lot of us screaming
the
at the writers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like us tearing up a script and throwing the pieces at sobbing writers.
Yeah, dipping the script in hot water and then throwing it at them.
Yeah. I guess it serves us right for just hiring a bunch of poets from the fine writing programs.
Yeah.
They don't always give us what we want. It's always much too
It's always about them.
It's always about them, yeah. We're working on it. That's why we need some understudies, because we can't read this all the time.
Yeah, to show them that there's some competition.
Ooh, we got some callers.
The understudies can't control themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person's cut from the understudy program.
Yeah, whoever's running the phone, you're fired, and you'll be replaced by understudy.
Yeah. Once you're done vetting your understudy.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, okay. I think we're out of here. We'll play another song and...
Song and dance.
I'm going to pack up the iguana and the carrier and...
Yeah, and his little stroller.
Rhubarb's a bit of a diva.
Yeah, it's actually like a bird cage.
Oh, yeah.
Like a stroller, kind of like a Tweety Bird kind of head.
It's kind of one of those. Yeah, yeah, like one of those old school bird cages, but on wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, take him for walks like that?
Yeah, yeah. All around the block, all the time.
Nice.
You gotta walk the iguana.
You gotta rock the iguana.
You gotta rock the iguana sometimes. I rock it to sleep, which I probably should do. It's way past its bedtime.
I remember seeing a guy at the Forks. He would always carry around his iguana, like, Canada Day.
I remember
like
seeing that too, yeah. I wonder how that iguana's doing.
Yeah, iguana guy, if you're out there, we salute you.
Yeah, we remember you. We saw you.
Yeah. Hope your iguana's doing well.
Yeah. And on that note, we hope all your iguanas are doing well. This has been International Feel.
Signing out.
I'm Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Have you any idea of the value of the instruments you've broken?
In actual equipment smashed and useless, I would say probably at least 6,000 quid. You know?
Now, why basically do you do this? Is it just to build excitement?
Well, when we first started, we were looking for ideas which were big musically and visually, and eventually we just started to smash it, and it went down so well that we've been doing it ever since.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba. Remember, no matter what your mother told you, smashing things is good.
What up, El Gamma? 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 Gamma?
Static selection.